Pinellas County Sheriff Bob Guadalatieri says some kids in the state are committing armed robberies, burglaries, and stealing cars. But courts can only hold them in detention for 3 weeks before trial. And they can only be held for 15 days after being convicted.
These kids are out there with high recidivism, wreaking havoc, committing crimes that are very serious crimes, because there's no fear of consequence. And the reason why there's no fear of consequence, quite honestly, is because there is no consequence.
The Tampa Bay Times reports that Pinellas led the state in juvenile grand theft auto arrests in 2015. Legislation by Tampa Representative James Grant creates a class of prolific juvenile offenders. People younger than 18 years old would be considered prolific if they're charged with a crime that would be a felony if they were an adult, or they've committed a felony prior to the current charge, or have been arrested or convicted of breaking the law 5 times or more, and 3 of those must be felonies. The measures would keep the offenders in custody for up to 21 days and then release them on electronic monitoring. Prosecutors would have 45 days instead of 21 to prepare for a trial or work out a plea deal. Kids would be kept in custody after being found guilty instead of going home. Grant says about 400 kids would be impacted at a cost of nearly $6 million to the Department of Juvenile Justice.
It addresses concerns about recidivisms where, in many cases, members, some of these serious juvenile offenders are actually being sent by us in the criminal justice system back into the very environment that was the problem. So there isn't a bed for them, there isn't a place where we can get them to begin a treatment, rehabilitation process, and instead they're going back into that same environment.
Meanwhile, a separate bill by Senator David Simmons allows judges to sentence someone as a youthful offender if they committed the felony while under the age of 21. Under youthful sentencing guidelines, probation can't exceed 6 years, and time in prison can't be longer than 6 years. Simmons says delays in the judicial system force judges to sentence youth to more time. Bob Dillinger of the Florida Public Defender Association says the measure puts the law back to how it was originally.
We do recognize that youthful offenders can need different treatment, primarily because we do not want them to come back into the system. When there was a delay by sentencing, it took that right away, that privilege of going into additional youthful services, educational and employment services.
Simmons' bill had bipartisan support in committee meetings. But time is running out this session for legislation to pass both chambers. The legislature is scheduled to finish by Friday. For WFSU News, I'm Sarah Mueller.